Got a brand new stove, a brand new refrigerator, the new directions.
Michael Bullers moved into this home about 6 months ago.
We're now in the living room, and a friend of mine donated the couches to us.
It's not big, but it's the first place he's been able to call his own in more than two decades. Bullers had been homeless since getting kicked out of the Navy more than 20 years ago. He served in the first Iraq War.
I was an aviation boatswain's mate. When the jets come in for a landing, they catch a cable, and I was basically in charge of that cable.
But just 2 weeks before the end of his enlistment, Michael Bullers popped positive. A random urine analysis showed cocaine in his system, and the Navy showed him the door a little early.
I was escorted to the edge of the base and basically booted out, you know? They told me I was going to be receiving an other than honorable discharge. And that's all I knew.
There's an array of discharges below an honorable, and they're often called bad paper because they limit your access to things veterans otherwise get. Each year, more than 10% of those who leave the armed forces do so with bad paper. Buller's discharge, called an other than honorable, or OTH, is one of the most common kinds. Retired Marine lawyer James Wyrick saw hundreds of cases like Buller's and says there's no consistency. Commanding officers have wide discretion over how they handle each case.
Across the services, we don't have a uniform standard for an OTH. And I can understand the services differ on their desire for either more or less discipline, but that shouldn't determine what that service member gets later as far as medical and other assistance.
With an other than honorable discharge, Michael Bullers lost out on the GI Bill, vocational training, and health care, and didn't receive treatment for what blossomed into full-blown drug addiction. Veterans advocates say it's not unusual for a bad paper discharge to lead to a cascade of other problems. One member of Congress is calling for reforms. That's Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman, a retired Marine officer. He's introduced legislation that would restore care to vets with post-traumatic stress who have bad paper.
You've got a number of soldiers who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan, and based on these minor behavioral infractions, are being discharged with other than honorable discharges with no access to health care, particularly mental health care.
A recent study by researchers and administrators from the Department of Veterans Affairs shows that bad paper makes a vet at least 5 times more likely to become homeless. In Los Angeles, people who work with the homeless say they see an endless stream of veterans who've been cut off from benefits. Melissa Tyner is an attorney who runs the Homeless Veteran Project near LA's Skid Row. She says bad paper is basically a path to homelessness.
These folks never should have been discharged in those circumstances in the first place. Here in Los Angeles, we have the highest number of homeless veterans. And part of the reason is because we are having so many folks with inequitable discharges wash up on our shores.
Pentagon officials declined to be interviewed for this story. But in a statement, they said the system is fair and provides service members due process. Veterans can appeal their status to a review board. Michael Bullers is appealing his. Getting rid of his bad paper would help him shake the shame of what's happened since.
I spent 4 years of my life for the government, and all I want to do is I want people to be proud of me. I want my parents to be proud of me, you know, before they pass on. And I'd really like that.
The appeal could take years, and there's no guarantee he'll win. Attorneys who handle these appeals say the success rate is as low as 3%. In Los Angeles, I'm John Ismay reporting.